views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. It's been a wonderfully busy, very interesting week, and I'd like to share some of that with you. You are listening to All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call in, if you'd like to talk about a property of yours, if you'd like to ask a question, if you're in the middle of a transaction, if your neighbor had a problem, give us a call, 410-922-6680. I have been asking you all for unusual homes. That's basically what I specialize in. And I did have a call this week. I went over to see a very special home. And one of the things, even though it's a big home and it's not what I went over to see, I had an aha idea. When I went into the area where the furnace and the hot water and the systems were in the house, I noticed that there were two hot water heaters, and they were sunk into the concrete, maybe 6 inches or more, with the drain in the bottom. And I'm thinking, now, this is not a new house. This is, I don't know, maybe 30 years old. Why in the world doesn't every builder do this? You just sink it in the concrete, put a drain in there, because there's only two kinds of hot water heaters. I think you all know that. There are those that are leaking, and there are those that are going to leak. There is no way around that. So, yes, I see in the newer homes they have a pan in it with a drain that goes out. But this is, I think, genius. Am I the only one that hasn't noticed this before? Any of you have any ideas about this? Give me a call. Just a very, very simple thing. Bury that hot water heater, not bury it, but bury a drain under it so that when that happens, you do get not flooded. And what a mess that makes, not flooding it. So that's a fun thing. Not ready to tell you about that house yet, although it is pretty darn creative. What happens is I have people that call and say, okay, we're ready. We want something extremely, extremely unique. And I have to figure out, what does that mean? Where do they want it? What price range do they want it? Do they want something like a barn that I have? Do they want something like a wonderful cottage that I have? Do they want a mid-century modern? Do they want a Victorian? I have to figure out what their idea is of unique. And they may not even know yet until I come up with it. So I need to meet you. I need to find out what it is that you really are looking for. And then you guys have been wonderful in calling me with unique properties, whether you're ready to sell or not. For instance, this wonderful barn, this home that was a barn 25 years ago, a horse barn, 25 years ago, I met the owner probably 20 years ago at a party. And she told me she was fixing up a barn. And you know me, I was fascinated by the idea. I don't think I have talked to her or seen her since this past year. And she said, I knew when I was going to sell my home, it had to be you had to be the one to sell it. You're the one who really enjoys those unusual homes. So we just put this property on the market. And if you are interested in living in what was a barn, but on a magnificent piece of ground. It's over 2 acres. The piece of ground is private. You cannot see another house from this house. You have lots of open space. You have lots of trees. It's really idyllic. You do not even feel that you're anywhere near the city. And yet, if you wanted to, you could walk to the shopping centers and the pizza places and the restaurants. I don't suggest it because they're narrow roads with no sidewalks, but they really are minutes away. And the house itself is a big open space barn, 20-foot ceilings. It has a kitchen that's got quartz counters. It has a granite seating with storage island in it. It's got, you don't even have to use the main system of the house. It's got a huge wood-burning stove that you can heat the entire house with it, but you do have backup in the house. It is, as I mentioned, the high ceilings. There's a set of stairs that go upstairs, and it's really unique looking up to the catwalk. And when you get up there, looking down to the entire house that you can see from up there, there are 3 bedrooms up there. And with the land that I'm describing, there are gorgeous views out of oversized windows in each one of these bedrooms. So the 3 bedrooms up there, they each have very large, either 1 or 2 walk-in closets, and one has its own private bath. So upstairs, you've got 2 bedrooms and a bath. On the main level, when you walk in, you have a primary suite. It's a 2-room suite. It could be 2 bedrooms. It could be 2 complete bedrooms with space in between. It has sliders, again, to another deck. It is, it has its own bathroom. It has its own laundry. So all of that on the first floor. And one of the bedrooms, as I said, it could be a 2-bedroom suite. One person could sleep in one in the other. One could be a TV room, although the rooms are big enough that you could do that anyhow. They are using this full-size bedroom as a walk-in closet. So you get the idea that you've got a first-floor suite there, and very convenient. There's a black ceramic sink. I don't remember seeing a black ceramic sink, but I thought it was quite unusual. And then the real bonus is there's a separate apartment with a separate entrance that has its separate parking right in front. You get into it and out of it with no steps. There is a patio with sliding glass doors right from that apartment. It is a big, spacious ceramic porcelain tile flooring. It has a living room. It has a bedroom and bathroom. It has a full kitchen. It has a laundry room. It has a den. Easily, if you had more than one person living there, you could, it would not be a problem. The den part, even though there's the sliding glass doors, you'd still want to call that a den, family room, because our laws say there should be a window in there to get out, even though you can just walk right out and walk out the sliding glass doors. And that is really, really perfect. I'm thinking of people who are moving now, maybe from out of town. Anybody who's in the process of a move knows that when the moving truck gets to the house, you've got a lot of work to do. Here's the opportunity that if you're moving, you already have that furnished apartment that you could start living in. You could then fix up the rest of the house. You could whatever repairs or whatever upgrades you want to do it. And everybody is very comfortable. You've got your kitchen, you've got your bathroom, you've got your laundry, you've got your private entrance. And the other thing is that when you're living in the house, whenever you decide you want to do an upgrade of any kind, instead of feeling displaced, you can go into that separate apartment. It's also pretty perfect if you've got a mother-in-law, if you've got boomerang kids, if you've got family from out of town. So many different ways to use this. If you can get zoning, an Airbnb would be a delight, or just for extra rental income. I know that some people, when they have this type of place, they want to do some type of an addition, whether it's maybe they want to add an extra room or put new floors in. And what they do is they just move into the apartment while the repairs are being done, no extra charge, and that works really well. Another way that I have seen that used also is that when you are making a costly addition to the property, you could let the contractor stay in this property so that they're there, they're on site, and they can keep the work going right away. You're killing a lot of birds there. I don't know who wants dead birds, but you're killing at least two birds there, where you're allowing the contractor and the contractors to have a place to stay if they need it, or to live there for a while. And if you're doing that upgrading and you are renting that out, possibly the rent that you're collecting on that could help you pay for your mortgage. So that apartment is a real bonus for this house. The other thing that's very special about this house, there are three huge high ceilings, concrete block rooms, perfect for workshops, perfect for a ceramic studio, perfect for any kind of a home business. That is ground level also, and that is separate from the apartment, that is separate from the house. It has its own entrance, parking right in front. So I think what you're hearing from me is, even though this started off as a horse barn, this is a home that has lots of possibilities for lots of different kinds of people. The address of this house is 3523 Southside Avenue, and that's in an area called Phoenix or Jacksonville. The zip code's 21131. It's still Baltimore County. Questions about that, go to my website, take a look, go to Google the address, 3523 Southside Avenue. You will find these. If you've got any questions, you know how to reach me, 410-530-2400. And we're going to step out for our first break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com.
You may be right, I may be crazy.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. One of the questions, I don't think there's a week that goes by that somebody doesn't ask me how the market is, when's the best time to sell a house. And right now is a terrific time. The weather is not too brutally hot. You've got lush green lawns right now. The kids are going back to school soon. And this is a really good time. You don't have the bad weather. You don't have the cold winters. You don't have, you'll still have some brutal hot days. But this is actually a good time because you've got the rest of August, you've got September, you've got October, you've got November, which actually is one of my favorite times to list. But if you're thinking about getting your house ready, this is the time to do it. Go ahead, whether you're ready to put it on the market right now. You've heard me say many, many times, the perfect time to list your house is when you're ready and when your home is ready. The fall, again, is starting to be a great time. There's lots of walk around your house. This is a perfect time to get repairs and upgrades and planting and painting, window washing. Right now, it brings a really good time. Soon we're going to have the leaves coming out, cooler weather. Think about when it's going to be the perfect time for you to move before you put your house on the market. And the other thing, please, I know a lot of people put their homes on the market because people are saying, you know, it's time to sell it, with absolutely no idea of where they're going. They'll say, oh, we're just going to go to a 55 or older community. We're going to go to assisted adult living. Lots of these places, there are no availabilities. You have to get on a waiting list. In fact, I have a friend who said to me, it's too early for her to do this, but she has put in for 3 years from now to put money down already to go to have her place ready at a a retirement place. And I thought, wow, that's really planning ahead. And she says, it's the smartest thing I could do. I do it now. It's a new place. It'll be built by then. They take a deposit. I'm assured I have a place to go whenever I decide to sell my home. So if you're thinking about selling, as I said, any time is a good time to sell. It's just that you need to have your ducks in order. Are you ready to sell? Is your house ready to sell? And I'm talking about physically, financially, and emotionally. Any questions about getting your home sold, please don't hesitate. Give your real estate agent a call. Discuss it. Call me. I don't think you can have too much discussion about when you're moving, why you're moving, how you're moving. And no matter how many times I tell my clients how stressful this is, it's always even more so. I see many breakdowns with people in the middle of a move. Once they move, they've forgotten it all, but we go through it. It's something that happens that you're not aware of, and this is the kind of thing that where you need somebody who understands what you're going through so they don't let those emotions get out of hand. Many times you are asking for, and I'm getting calls, and I need, are ranchers. Ranchers, everything on one floor, access to the house with no steps, in move-in condition. I have one right now. It is about as perfect a home as I have ever seen. It's sitting on an acre and a half. Magnificent landscaping. It's in the Stevenson area. It's got a magnificent heated pool with jacuzzi. It has three bedrooms upstairs, another two bedrooms and bath in the lower level. It has wraparound decking that needs no maintenance. It has a shed in the back. It has a workshop type area where the carport is. There is outside dining all around the deck. It's a stunner. It really is a stunning house. And then inside, everything is total perfection. I talked about the kitchen recently. This kitchen is very sleek. It is very modern. It's a mid-century modern. Very clean lines, and yet they have made way for brilliant storage in this entire kitchen. Great layout, high ceilings, windows in the house are new with the invisible screens. Really pretty neat. You can't see that they're there, but they're definitely there. But with the kitchen, all of their lower cabinets, in the place of those lower cabinets are drawers, and every one of those drawers are complete pull-out all the way. If you go to my blog, homeroom.com, and click on blog, I've got some pictures that's showing the drawers open, the drawers closed, to see how clean and perfect it is without, and then how easy it is to work with. The other thing about that kitchen is they've placed the double ovens and warming drawers to one end of the kitchen, freeing up the counter space on both sides. So if you're looking for a perfectly move-in turnkey home, very modern, complete finished basement, walkout, new windows, roof, everything, a fenced acre and a half, give me a call. This one is located at 3506 Garden View. Garden View is in Stevenson, maybe a mile north of the Beltway. And if you like ranchers, if you need a rancher, this is perfect. You could have this upstairs of the rancher, and if you had other family members, there's still two bedrooms and a bathroom and a huge living room, family room downstairs, plus the patio and waterfalls and swimming pool. So it's a very versatile house, but if you definitely need a place that just has no steps, this could be for you. Give me a call, or if you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me or look it up. You can just Google any of these properties that I have. You can get them from my website. It's very easy to find properties right now. Again, that one is at 3506 Garden View. That's in the Stevenson area. And another property that I have, very unique. All three of these so far are about as opposite as you can get from the others. This is a storybook stone cottage. It has two bedrooms. It has one bathroom. It is also immaculate. The owner has a background in architecture. He has created the interior and the exterior to perfection. It has a 10-turn roof, which is a forever roof. It is a metal roof that is relatively new. I'm told they can last up to 100 years. The stone is beautiful. The patio areas have all been, the stones have all been hand-chosen. And underneath, they're set in either stone dust or some of it is from when he did the slate roof that was ground up and used under those stones. So was showing it to someone not too long ago, and they said, well, where's the sump pump? I said, this house doesn't need a sump pump. Well, sure it does. Every house needs a sump pump. Well, not this one. When it has been taken care of ahead of time, when the water is taken away from the house before it ever has a chance to get in through special systems, I don't know, maybe French drains, but on the outside, and the water is diverted away from the house. It's one of these houses that you walk in, and you walk into the basement, and it smells good. This is a stone home, and the stone is exposed. That is a beautifully taken care of home. If you're interested in something that's very charming, perfect for maybe one person or two people, it's in an area called Cheswold. It has a magical backyard that is has rooms created by the way the bamboo has been trained. Also, there is an attic if you need that for offices, if you need it for bedrooms, the space is there. Central air, gas, heat, and the systems are big enough there. If you did want to do any kind of addition to that house, the systems are already there. If you're interested in a charming, very charming storybook cottage in the Cheswell area of Baltimore City, give me a call. I love showing, in fact, I love showing all of my properties. Another unusual home that I have is a studio co-op, big for a studio. It has a balcony and good size wood flooring, very inexpensive. And the great thing about this is it's in a co-op building, which means the taxes, all your utilities, valet parking, all are included in your monthly co-op fee. The only thing that you're paying in addition is for a little bit of electric, and I have to double check it. I don't think it's $25 a month just for the lights. So if you're thinking about a co-op, Baltimore County, 11 Slade, This is Unit 614. I would be happy to show that to you. If you're working with a real estate agent, please have them call me. That would be great that I could share that with you. I was talking to a friend this week, another real estate agent, a colleague, and someone said, well, how do you do that? It had something to do with AI or a computer problem or whatever. And the person's answer back was, oh, that's so easy. And I, of course, answered back with, you know what? Everything is so easy once you know how to do it. And so I decided that this group of us who get together, you've heard me, Active Brain and real estate professionals all over, that when somebody asks you something about anything and you find yourself saying, oh, that's so easy, think about how you, instead of saying that, could say, may I show you how to do that? It's a simple thing. If it's that easy, it shouldn't take you much time. You think about when you first learned how to ride a bike, until you got that balance going, you couldn't ride. But once you got that, you are off and running. Same thing with roller skating. Same thing with everything. Cooking. You got a recipe. How do you make that? It's so simple. Share that with somebody. We are going to take a break right now. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Margaret Rome, call in number 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, listening to All About Real Estate. If you want to reach me after the show, during the week, 410-530-2400. Another property that I want to tell you about is in a Baltimore County neighborhood. It's a three-level split with no basement. What does that mean? If you come in the side door, you're on the kitchen level with the laundry, with the big family room, with the big dining room, all on one level. If you go through the front door, you are in the foyer with the big sunken living room. And if you go upstairs, you've got another 3 bedrooms and 2 full baths. It has very high beamed ceilings. It is probably one of the nicest backyards in the entire neighborhood, all fenced, level. It's huge. There's a shed back there. The other wonderful things about this house is the systems are all updated. The roof is new, the heat and air conditioning are new, the hot water heater, the laundry, and it's got an entire whole house generator. So what's wrong with it? It needs some TLC. It needs someone to come in to paint it, to refinish the hardwood floors, and just bring the interior up. If you're looking for a really, really good buy in Baltimore County, give me a call. This is, again, a 3-bedroom, 2.5 baths, ceramic kitchen, gas heat systems all updated, a big wide driveway that entrance right through the into the kitchen, so easy for groceries. If you're thinking about a Baltimore County home, this one might be just ideal for you if you are into doing a little bit of sweat equity yourself. This home is located at 3123 Betlow James Place. Again, that's in the 21207 area. Questions about it, call me. What I have been doing when I have my showings, as I do make it easy for the public, and I make it easy for the real estate agents to show my houses. But I also want to make it easy for the people who are living there. And one of the concerns that we have in the industry is that real estate agents who are very, very busy, who are trying to show 4, 5, 6 homes in the same day, almost impossible to stay on schedule, almost impossible to get all 4 or 5 of them in the same day. And what may happen is that you, the seller, may be sitting there waiting for them. Maybe they're an hour late or 2 hours late, or maybe they're an hour early, or maybe they don't show up at all and you haven't heard back from them. I'm doing something else with my showing that seems to be helping that situation on certain properties. What I'm doing is the agents very easily, very conveniently can sign up for showings through our electronic showing system. I'm alerted immediately and I answer them immediately saying that the property is available, but please contact me for confirmation. What I do is try to get an idea, if you're showing 4 or 5 houses, what kind of time frame in there, or call me when you get to the house so that I can have the seller open up for you. And I'll tell you why this is important. Just last week, my seller had showing scheduled for 11:30 in the morning. That showing showed up at 10:30 in the morning. That seller was still in the shower. That showing was missed. Another one showed up 2 hours late. Another one didn't show up. And when we called them to say, where are you? It was, oh, we had 5 houses to see. I'm so sorry. I didn't have time to call you, so I did not. I apologize. We're not coming today. Now, yes, we agents are very busy, but I'm trying to show you how annoying this can be for our sellers. Think about it if it were your mom at home waiting for somebody to come see the house, and they sit there all day waiting, not going out, not talking on the phone, not taking a shower, not turning the TV on. So I'm just trying to tell everybody out there, there is a way to do it so it's comfortable for everybody. If you're showing four or five houses during the day, let me know. I will, you know, let's stay in touch. I can get, maybe you're coming early, maybe you're coming later, and we could, you know, make it easy for everybody, and I stay in touch with the seller. Oops, time to take a break. This is All About Real Estate. If you want to call me after the show, 410-530-2400.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. If you need to reach me for any of your real estate needs, call me after the show, 410-530-2400. Another question that has come up this week, it's buyers are asking it and buyer's agents are asking it. Think about it. A buyer's agent who's just shown your property may say, do you have any offers on the house? And we say, you know, whether we do, whether we don't, we have interest in it. Well, what have those offers been? Real estate agents know better than ask that questions. Buyers ask that questions and say, why can't I know how much the other offer was for? Well, that's because the real estate agent who has the home listed is working for the seller. It would totally be unfair to everyone if we said, okay, we've got a home and we've got an offer on it for X amount, and the next person has the advantage of putting in X amount plus 5%, and they win the house over the next person. It sounds common sense. It is common sense, but many times buyers will get upset with their real estate agents when they say, tell me what to offer for the house. You can find out what the other offers are. And if one potential buyer discovers that they were given a lower offer than another, it could really result in dissatisfaction. It could wind up being very negative for the agents and for the sellers. So keep your offers confidential. Agents, encourage your buyers to submit their best offer. Agents, do your homework. How much have the homes in the neighborhood sold for? How does this compare with the condition of the house? How long has it been on the market? What's unusual about it? Does your buyer love it? Does your buyer really want it? Are you playing games? Because so many times we hear, not too long ago, I heard somebody call me. There was a house that they loved. And they said to me, I am really upset that house is sold. I said, wow, it was on the market for a couple of months. Why didn't you let me know that? And they said, I was so sure it wouldn't sell. My agent said, don't worry about it. It'll be on the market for a while. Wait until it, you know, it's seasoned a bit and maybe the price will come down. And this person was literally devastated that she lost a house because she was encouraged to wait. Again, if you fall in love with a house, go for it. Maybe you don't make a full price or overpriced bid, but every negotiation has to start somewhere. Find out how much you can afford. Get yourself qualified for that much. If it's a cash deal, proof of funds so that when you come in with your best offer, that you can show the seller how serious you are instead of saying, well, what did the other people offer on that? And this is all just plain common sense, but as you all know, that's not so common. Again, buyers, agents, careful, you know, when you answer and how you answer those kind of questions. None of us have that magic crystal ball to know, but we do know that if you find something that you love, that you shouldn't wait on it. Go for it. Give it the best offer you possibly can. And if you want to discuss anything about real estate, you're welcome to call me after the show during the week, 410-530-2400.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.